the ambulance driver. An extra minute could make the difference between life and death. He always arrived at the hospital minutes before any other driver.
"Hey, just so you know, it's true what they say. You really are the best ambulance driver we've ever seen."
Nurses would breathe at him as they swept his patients into the hospital and off to their surgeries. "Thank you," he always remembered to say. "Means a lot, really. Thank you." The ambulance driver knew he was the best ambulance driver, and he knew it was a great thing to be. That wasn't it. One day, the ambulance driver told his friend Dan, another ambulance driver, that he had a friend who wanted to be a singer. "What should my friend do?" asked the ambulance driver.
"Is your friend good?"
asked Dan. "He'll never know till he tries, right?" said the ambulance driver. "Or she."
"That's right,"
said Dan. "So, should he or she go all out and quit and go for his dream?"
"I guess the only way your friend can find out is to go for it,"
said Dan. "Well, as you probably figured out, I'm the friend," said the ambulance driver with the bright, wide grin that the truly happy share with the truly stupid. "I'm the friend. I want to be a singer, but not just a singer, Dan. A singer-songwriter." Dan's face went as white as one of their passengers.
"Hey,"
said Dan.
"Hey, let's think about this."
"I'll never know till I try, right? You said that when we were talking about my friend."
"Look, okay, you want honesty?"
said Dan.
"People generally don't make it. I mean, I'm sorry, but that's just how it goes. And even, let's say you did. What you do now is so, so important. You're an ambulance driver, and you're the best at it. In all of Grant County, and probably beyond. There are statistics. It's not even close. I mean, come on! The most important thing in the world, and you're the best at it? How does that feel?"
"That's the thing, Dan. I know how it should feel."
"Hey, this isn't a joke,"
said Dan with an intensity that surprised the ambulance driver.
"The universe tells you what it wants from you. You just need to listen. And the universe is telling you to drive that ambulance."
"Interesting. I'll think about that," said the ambulance driver. Since when did Dan speak for the universe? The next day, the ambulance driver asked a different person what he should do. This woman was a friend who had gone to his high school and wasn't an ambulance driver. He didn't even know what she did, in fact, but for some reason, she always gave the best advice. They met at a coffee shop.
"What does your heart tell you?"
she asked as she sipped her hot chocolate. He said he didn't know. On one level, his heart believed that he should help as many people as possible, which was exactly what he was doing now. But another part of his heart really wanted to see where this music thing might go if he put everything he had into it. Couldn't your heart tell you more than one thing? If you were truly confused about something, which he was right now, wouldn't that mean your heart was too? The ambulance driver's friend lowered her head 30 degrees and then tilted it back up after 2.5 seconds.
"What does your gut tell you?"
she asked. "You give the best advice," said the ambulance driver. The ambulance driver quit his job the next day. Later that night, he was officially an amateur musician, singing to 11 people at a bar 50 miles away. His first song, "My Song for You," got a lot of applause, though his second song got none, but that was probably because he didn't know there was a one-song limit. "So sorry," he said after that was explained to him. But as he apologized to the bar manager, something happened. A voice he had never heard before rose up from somewhere around the center of his body, skipped his mouth altogether on the way to his head, and then, once it was there, rattled around and echoed so loudly that it almost literally knocked him off his feet. "I'm not sorry at all," shouted this voice. A voice that actually took him more than a moment to recognize as his own. It was the voice he always sang with, from then on. The ambulance driver put out dozens of albums with hundreds of songs over the years, but none was as popular as the children's song he wrote to amuse his young son at bedtime, I Was Walking Along, which he volunteered to perform at his son's kindergarten class, and which was such a hit that he was invited back to perform it there every subsequent spring. The song went like this.
I was walking along.
I was walking along.
I was singing a song.
I was singing a song.
Got a hole in my shoe.
Got a hole in my shoe.
Stepped in a puddle too.
Stepped in a puddle too.
Had to roll up my sock.
Had to roll up my sock.
Roll it up to my knee.
Roll it up to my knee.
Roll it up to my waist. Roll it up to my head. And then I went to bed.
Then the children screamed like this.
Again! Again! Again!
Do you know what it's like to sing a song that started inside you to a room full of laughing, dancing children who keep singing it even after you stop? It feels like the world is made of music, and you are the world. One or two more people died each year in Grant County than had before, but it was always a number within the statistical margin of error.